this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. For months, the city of Cincinnati and the Cincinnati Board of Education had found themselves in a dispute over the way development projects and property received tax abatements. There was even more discussion just this morning, and a potential solution was revealed. So joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about it are Cincinnati City Councilman David Mann. Welcome back, David.
Good to be here. Thank you.
And also with us is School Board President Carolyn Jones. Carolyn, hello.
Hello.
And you can join our conversation on this topic right now at 513-419-7100. You can email your questions or comments to talk at wvxu.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We will look for your comments and tweets and try to get some of those into the show as well. I want to read a little bit of what our Jay Hanselman reported just moments ago with the headline, City CPS Nearing Deal on Expired Tax Abatement Agreement. So, Councilman, it sounds like at the Finance Committee meeting that happened just this morning, that there is a light at the end of this tunnel.
I think so. Five members of the committee and the council, therefore a majority of the council, approved a plan that gives CPS enhanced revenues from any tax abatement deals for 5 years, subject to an agreement that we will engage an audit process to let us look at the numbers and make sure that the city is achieving its goal, which is to hold CPS harmless as we make decisions about tax abatements.
And before we break down what the issues were leading up to this moment, Carolyn, tell us the position of the school board. Are you satisfied with what transpired just today?
I think, speaking on behalf of the school board, I think we are extremely happy that we were able to come to an agreement about our position. And it has been a year. And I think we've gone through a lot of discussions and whatever, and this is the closest we've been, and we're very, very happy about that.
I want to add something that Councilman Chris Silbach tweeted just earlier today. Quote, we just voted on a new deal with Cincinnati Public Schools that the majority of city council and the school board support, 33% for 5 years with annual review. This is good news. I hope our local media doesn't ignore. So maybe the local media will take exception to that last part since I think they've covered it. But I think his point is, he wants it to be emphasized that this is good news. So, Carolyn, is this good news?
Excellent news. It makes my day, to be honest with you. We've been working on this, again, for a long time. I think it's been very clear, and we've expressed that the district wanted to be made whole. I think the one thing that I appreciate about what happened in the process is that we were in two different places. And I think to some degree we still are because disagreement about the numbers and how the numbers generated. But I think what I appreciated about the conversations leading up to today and the Finance Committee approving is that we have to accept that there is still that major difference, but we're ready to move on now.
Okay, and that's something that I wanted to ask about. So, Councilman, let me add that question to you. I want to talk about the way the process played out over these past many weeks, these months. Do you believe that government worked correctly here? Was everyone heard?
Yes, probably not as fast as one would like. But the good news is that we ended up with in a place that's more favorable to our children in the schools. And as I'm fond of saying, I still have two grandchildren in the system. All three of my kids were in the system, and my other grandkids were in it. So I believe in it strongly, and I would do nothing that would harm it within my power.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit, just for people who may have been unfamiliar with some of the mechanics of this story. Councilman, I'll start with you here. What was the situation? The city and the school district were negotiating over how these tax abatements are granted to developers coming before the council, basically for incentives to develop.
Right. Well, for 20 years, we've had a deal that said the city had absolute discretion to decide which deals to provide abatements to, as long as we made $5 million payments each year in lieu of taxes, as long as developers were required to make payments in lieu of taxes equivalent to either 25 or 27% of the taxes would otherwise be payable. And in the early years of the 20-year deal, we'd provide other funding for school nursing, school resource officers, and the like. The 20-year deal ended. The school board said, if you're not going to continue the $5 million a year, we think the percentage needs to be higher. And as we know, we today accepted the school board's request that as to any abatement, their developer will be required not 25, not 27, but 33% of the taxes that would otherwise be payable directly into a fund that goes to CPS.
So the city will no longer be paying that lump sum?
The $5 million has been terminated, correct.
Okay. And, yeah. And is that offset by this increase?
Well, the school board believes so, and that was part of the thinking for the increase, yes.
And so, Carolyn, from the perspective of the school board leading up to today and the deal that it appears to have been reached, what was the concern from the financial standpoint of the school district?
Well, the main concern was that the tax abatement process that was a part of the 1999 agreement did not make the district whole. And as Councilmember Mann spoke to, we had to come up with a number that made sense in terms of what would make us whole, given that at one point in that agreement, we the city was paying for school resource officers and nurses and crossing guards. And so we did our own review quite some time ago, third-party review, and the numbers reflected that 33%, and there was a formula that we used, but that 33% would certainly make us whole.
So we see a lot of the development that's taking place across the city of Cincinnati and just about every corner of it. And a great deal of all this new development, particularly the larger scale projects, whether it be a stadium or whether it be apartment projects or something, there's some type of general incentive involved with that.
Correct.
So we're talking specifically about tax abatements, where people would save on the amount of property taxes that they have to pay for developing. Councilman Mann, is this a fair way to do things? Because I'm sure there's people listening right now thinking, well, I've lived in my Cincinnati neighborhood for 30 years, and my property tax isn't abated in any way, and these new people are rolling into town and creating these big things. How do you end up justifying that from the economic development side of things?
Well, first of all, a lot of these folks are not new people. They're people in our community that are interested in investing further, and a lot of good things are happening in our community, obviously, as you go around the city. Number one— We never abate existing taxes. What we're talking about are the taxes with respect to increases in value because of an improvement. And the first question that we ask, that our Department of Development asks, could this project go forward without abatement? And unless we're satisfied based on the numbers, and I grant you, maybe developers are better at presenting their numbers, but we have a lot of pretty sophisticated folks that look at what's proposed. And unless we're persuaded that abatement of some amount is necessary, we don't grant it. And sometimes we lose track of the fact that the length of the abatement that we grant, the percentage of the tax revenues that are abated vary. And if a development barely needs some assistance, we're talking about a much shorter abatement, a much lower abatement than would otherwise be the case. Now, so if we've decided to abate a project, let's say – so the developer without side arrangements with respect to CPS would be required to pay 100% of the taxes on the improved value. So we now have been seeing for 20 years 25% of what would otherwise be taxes that you pay except for the abatement must go to the school system. And as of the last 3 years – we've added a 15% requirement that is committed to affordable housing and neighborhood projects. So that means the most percentage that a developer can get is 60%. And that's called – the last 15% is called a VTECA. And there's a separate VTECA in the downtown OTR area to provide funding for the streetcar.
Okay. And so it sounds like then the argument is, look, we realize that these folks are being incentivized to continue developing in this area, but the benefits will be for the many.
Sure, sure. And you know, I hope we would never do it unless we were convinced that that was going to be the case. Now, you know, if I'm busily paying taxes, and taxes have gone up because of various levies and so forth, and I own property that's not abated, and I just paid the bill last week. And I'm saying to myself, this is getting to be a lot of money, and it could have been less if it hadn't been for the abatements. But if I didn't believe in the abatements, I would not have supported them.
And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We're joined today by the Cincinnati Board of Education President, Carolyn Jones, and Cincinnati City Councilman, David Mann. We got an email from Steve. He wrote that, a thought that always comes to me in these discussions, we now have in place one group of taxpayers that pay 100% of their obligations versus those taxpayers that get a discount. The gap seems to be getting bigger. We will be talking to Hamilton County Auditor Dusty Rhodes coming up. He has determined through his own analysis that about two-thirds of taxpayers in Hamilton County are paying the bulk of the taxes at this point because of the increase in abated properties across the county. Do you see that as a concern, Councilman?
Well, sure. And by the way, I think his two-third, one-third includes charitable organizations that haven't been taxable forever, private schools, hospitals, and what have you. But it includes a property that has been abated. It obviously, if the perception is it's unfair, that's bad. And we have to persuade people by doing a good job of education, by doing a good job of making sure we don't grant abatements unless it's good for the entire community, that it works for all of us. Otherwise, people are going to start revolting and say, hey, no more taxes, no more support for levies, which could be bad for other reasons.
Some of the concern about abated properties is whether the school district will get its fair share of fundings. But just to reiterate this, Carolyn, it sounds like that the case for the school district in Cincinnati is that you feel like you are collecting your fair share based on this agreement.
Yes, based on this agreement and pending approval of the board and of course, council first, we would be very happy with what we talked about today.
And council will vote on this in full at its next legislative meeting, which is
tomorrow evening at 6, right.
Okay. I'm curious, Carolyn, where does the situation, this process, where does it leave the relationship between the city government and the school district?
We are partners. We are part of this city. They are part of us. And the district certainly supports economic development and the wonderful things that are happening in our city. Families move to Cincinnati because of the development that's going on. And their families come to our schools. So, we need each other to continue the relationship in this positive direction. We'll watch the economic development as it grows, and our schools are growing and will continue to grow as well.
There's nothing more important to the future of Cincinnati than the quality of the school system. All the other things we can get right, but if the schools are not doing their job with our kids, families are going to leave, and we're going to have some kids that are going to miss opportunities in their lives.
That's correct.
And so, to be clear, this new agreement now represents the next 5 years, the school district will they will be paid by developers about 33% of the abated property value, and there will be an annual audit each year to check on things, to keep tabs on things. This is a shorter agreement than what started back in 1999. Is that probably a permanent change to the way these agreements are drawn out?
Well, I don't think we've talked. I think one of the things we're hopeful in the annual audit process is that we can talk more about clearly about what direction the parameters will go for the agreement. I think we all agreed at the time the 20-year agreement worked fine. But I think now in these times when economic development is booming, I think it just didn't make sense to have a 20-year agreement. And so 5 years seemed reasonable, and we'll have to decide what the next group of parameters are.
And the 5 years is an opportunity for us to, with the annual audit, to get comfort that this is fair to both sides, and that's important too.
Exactly.
Okay, so City Council votes tomorrow night. When does the Board of Education meet again to talk about this?
Well, we'll give an update tomorrow. We meet before them, but then we have another meeting on Monday, so any decisions that we would make would probably happen on Monday.
So by this time next week, we could have this deal formally in place.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this sounds like there is a resolution. Most members of council supported it at today's finance meeting. I believe Councilman Jeff Pastor was the lone vote in opposition to that. So we will continue to monitor this, and we do appreciate both of your time. My thanks to Cincinnati City Councilman David Mann and Cincinnati Board of Education President Carolyn Jones for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.